It is the reality of those promises moving as an advance force and operating behind enemy lines. Many of you who've been in meetings with me, and I think I've even prayed this here on Sunday mornings sometimes, I'll say, "Dear God, send your Holy Spirit ahead of us to our homes, to our workplaces, to the streets, wherever we go, God, and prepare the hearts of all those who we will meet." You've heard me say that prayer before. That's that spirit, that faith moving ahead of us in advance. That advance force that operates behind enemy lines for us. Christians then have faith as an outward assurance, but they also embody faith as an outward manifest. Excuse me. Beg your pardon. Christians then have faith as an inward assurance, but they also embody faith as an outward manifestation or a sign or expression. Now, we've all seen these people and know these people. You may be thinking of them right now. When they claim to be Christians, and I'm not talking about moral decisions and all that. I'm just saying the way they live, the way they meet other people and react with other people, they have that outward appearance, excuse me, inward appearance where they say, "I'm a Christian," but when they walk down the street, what do we see? When they're out on the golf course, what do we see? Christians then have faith as an inward assurance, but they also embody faith as an outward manifestation or sign or expression. Okay, Eric, but what about the next statement, the conviction of things not seen? Faith can see things that are not visible to the naked eye. To the eye of faith, the universe is not simply an aimless swirl of energy and matter, but a creation, an expression of the love of God sustained by God's hidden providence. Remember verse 3? By faith, we understand the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. You see, to the naked eye, there's trouble all around, isn't there? Well, we got filled with it this last week, didn't we? There's trouble all around with the naked eye. The days of our life, writes the psalmist, are 70 years or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. Psalm 90, verse 10. To the eye of faith, however, through the toil and trouble, another reality can be perceived. Grace is everywhere. Listen to the words of the song the praise team sang this morning just before the message. Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take. But you are stronger, stronger than you know. Don't ye give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You've got to face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. And I've seen miracles just happen, silent prayers get answered, broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard, impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step out on the water. It'll be all right. Life is so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. That's what faith can do. You remember Martin Luther's metaphor for faith? Everything depends upon faith. The person who does not have faith is like someone who has to cross the sea but is so frightened that he does not trust the ship.